Hello everyone, welcome to Testing and Automation Dev Room at Virtual FOSTEM 2021. This is the mandatory welcome. Please excuse all the noise, but you know how it is in these turbulent times. So first round, we want to present ourselves. We are your hosts today. Our job is to make the conference experience as smooth as possible and to relay your questions to the speakers so they can answer and you can engage in more discussions. So we start from Anders and we go down the list.
Hello, my name is Anders. I'm based in Sweden, working for Linaro.
Okay, I'm Cyril Hrubiš and I'm working from home from Czech Republic for SUSE, and I'm mostly working on kernel Linux kernel testing. Next one, please.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Ivailo Karabojkov, based in Bulgaria. Most of the time I'm system administrator and I love FreeBSD. That's when the interest to open source started for me. Thank you.
Okay, next we have Richard. Would you like to present yourself?
Hello, yes, I work at SUSE as well. For some reason my camera's not working. But yeah, I also work on kernel testing with Cyril.
Okay, thank you. And last we have me. My name is Alex. I also work from Bulgaria, test engineer for many, many years. So let's move on with this welcome notice. At the time that we are recording this, a lot of this information is work in progress. So excuse any inconsistencies with the real deal. What we know is that we are going to have a main dev room stream where people can just watch the main stream and the talks will follow one after the other. We are going to have first the system play a pre-recorded video from every speaker. And when this video is over, as much as time remains from the slot of the speaker, we are going to switch to live Q&A. The host will have the job to summarize and collect your questions from the chat and relate that to the speaker. Both host and speaker will be live in like a different video stream. We call this the backroom stream, so they can reply to the questions. And this will continue until the time slot for this session is over. Once the time slot is over, the system will automatically switch to the next session, start playing the next pre-recorded video. And if you would like to continue asking questions, engaging in a discussion with the speaker, we have this hallway style discussion, which happens in parallel. So there are parallel chat streams or chat rooms or parallel video streams as well for every talk and for every dev room. So you can pop in and pop out as much as you like. And the idea here is that this is very similar to what you do when you're physically present at the conference. You just talk to the person, go out of the room when the next speaker starts, and so on. So the same thing is going to happen for the virtual conference. There will be web-based chat at the FOSDEM website. This is based on matrix.org. And you don't need a special client. You don't need to install anything on your computer to engage in the chat. There is a web-based client. You can watch also the video stream from the web, and I would like to ask you to also go visit the stands. Like every other year, there are virtual stands this year for open source projects who want to showcase themselves, and they really need your support. So please go visit their pages, talk to them. They also have live video streams. They also have pre-recorded videos uploaded, and they will also have a chat room if you want to talk to them. So a little bit about the agenda today. We are going to start with news around kernel testing and what's happening in this space. And this is a continuation on a topic from last year. And so we want to follow the story. Then we move on to tracing, testing embedded devices, debugging in CI. So a little bit more low-level stuff. And then around noon, we're going to transition to test-driven development and another talk again, test-driven development, testing Ansible modules as well. Then moving on to a couple of success stories and lessons learned from testing open source projects or testing with open source, open sourcing your tooling that you use for testing. And at the end, we want to finish strong, just want to throw a new buzzword at you, which is a short presentation about some emerging trends, something that's happening in the tester profession, in the QA profession. That may be interesting, especially if you're new to the industry. We have planned a short lunch break around noon, 30 minutes, so we don't have to sit in front of the computer all the time. Get up, move a little bit, exercise, and then come back. Please ask lots of questions, engage in a discussion with the speakers, with everybody that is attending in the chat channel so that we all can learn something today. Next one, I have code of conduct. So I'm going to mention this briefly. The URL is on the FOSDEM website. You can read the entire code of conduct if you're not aware. But in general, it boils down to be considerate, be friendly, and respectful towards others, because there are thousands of people coming from all over the world, people from different backgrounds, and they come together for FOSDEM. So, you know, please be considerate. Also, be kind to our speakers. Some of them are experienced. Some of them are veterans from previous FOSDEM editions. Some of them may be relatively new and inexperienced. In short, don't be a jerk, because we have the power to kick you out. And kicking somebody out is actually much more easy to do online than it is offline. This is it for me. We are going to start in 2 minutes. So happy testing, and see you in a while.